How anxious are you to get back?
I think everybody's anxious to get back out there and play. I know I am. For me, it was a good chance to get a little bit of rest, and body feels good. But also, you know, had a chance to look at some of the things that we've done through the first five games and evaluate ourselves a little bit moving forward. And I think that's been good, too. I think we'll clean some things up and hopefully be a little bit better this Sunday.
How do you balance the frustration of what's already taken place with knowing that you still have, you know, basically a third of your season to go?
Yeah, I mean, you can't change. You can't change what we've done the first 5 weeks, but we've got 11 to go, and that's a long time, you know. So my mindset, and I think everybody's mindset in this locker room, is to just, you know, dig away at it one day at a time, you know, and try and get a little bit better today at practice, get a little bit better tomorrow, have ourselves prepared Sunday, and play well this week. And then, you know, try and repeat that, you know, week in and week out, and see where we fall at the end of the year.
Matt, so much of your success with receivers involves chemistry that's developed over time. What have you guys done this week or over the past 2 weeks to kind of develop some chemistry with the new guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. Whenever you have a guy go out, you know, other guys have to step up. But, you know, our young guys will do that. You know, bringing Brian in, you know, I know him just from Terry, you know, our wide receiver coach. I haven't worked with him a ton on the field, but know his personality, know he's a hard worker, know he knows what he's talking about. So from the communication standpoint, that's been really good for us. You know, you just got to get out there and you got to be efficient during practice. You got to get as many reps as you can and, you know, do the extra little things that sometimes you don't have to do when you've been with a guy for 6 years or 3 years or however long. You know, you have to go out there and you have to do some things a little bit differently and make sure we're on the same page when Sunday rolls around.
But how tough is it, though, as a 1-4 football team to not press, not try to do things a little tense, to kind of loosen up and just play football?
Yeah, you know, it's it makes it a little bit more difficult, you know, I think if you get caught up in it. But, you know, I think one of the keys to, you know, being successful and one of the keys to being a professional is being able to separate yourself from those things. And even when it's good, you know, separate yourself from that too and trust in your preparation and go out there and cut it loose and play well and not worry about all of the other things that are going on. I think that's important. And I think that's, you know, what veteran leadership in a locker room provides. And I think we've got some guys that have done a great job with that.
And I think the tendency is when you're playing one possession games and it looks like it's coming down to just the last 2 minutes, the first 58 minutes get forgotten. But if you win more in the first 58 minutes, you're not in that position in the last 2 minutes. Isn't that sort of what you have to have happen too?
Absolutely. We need to be more consistent across the board. And we know even when you do that, games are going to come down to the wire and you have to make plays in those situations. But some of the mistakes that you make in the first quarter or the second quarter are the mistakes that cost you the game. And we understand that. We need to be, as a football team, I think, more consistent across the board for 60 minutes. And if we kind of strive towards that and can achieve that, I think we'll be better off.
Matt, any similarities between that Bucs front and the Jets front that you saw 2 weeks ago?
A little bit different. You know, I think the biggest similarity is that they're both very productive. You know, I think both of them are very productive within what they do. They get after the passer. They're very good against the run game. Differences in terms of just personnel, body types, those kind of things. I think, you know, with the Bucs, it's a little bit smaller, but, you know, very athletic and penetrating type defensive front. But, you know, both front fours are really good.
Does anybody look like an all-five team?
No, I mean, their defense is playing really well. They really are. They're talented in the back end. They're talented in the front four. They've got young athletic linebackers that fly around. And again, they're a football team that's been in, you know, every game, basically every game that they've been in this year and just haven't gotten the outcome that they wanted.
The secondary looked much different than last year. I know they gave up their secondary wasn't very good last season. I know they've added Revis and Golson back there. Talk about their secondary.
Yeah, their secondary's, you know, obviously different than what we saw last year. I think the addition of Revis, the addition of Golson, Barron coming into his own as a second-year guy, and really emerging as a talented player. I think, you know, they've got some good players back there, and they're playing well. And their secondary links up with their front four, too. You know, I think their front four creates pass rush, creates problems for you in your pass protections. and that forced teams to get that ball out early, which always makes your back end better. But, you know, both those, the front end and the backup match up really well.
How difficult is it to get the ball? Obviously, it hasn't been too difficult the last couple of weeks to get a Tony with all the attention that he's drawing now.
Yeah, that's been that's been one of the things that we've seen for a long time, though, from him. I mean, even when we first got here, you know, I remember that first year just seeing things completely different from what we had seen before he got here, and just the coverages. And then, you know, really this year, too, we've seen a couple of different things than what we've seen the last couple of years. It makes it, you know, a little bit more difficult. You have to recognize that sometimes in those, you know, double teams, you got to move on and you got to find other guys. But I think we've done a pretty good job of moving him around and keeping him productive. He's been extremely productive for us the last couple of weeks.